we received a call about 1:19 of a possible fire in a residential structure at 608 Hartford Drive. Our first unit was on the scene about 2 minutes after that and reported heavy smoke coming out of the one of the front rooms of the residence and out of the eaves. No vehicles were in the driveway. A neighbor was out and said that none of the occupants were at home, but there may be a large Doberman inside, but don't worry, he's friendly. We did find the dog inside on the couch, unconscious. The dog was removed. We administered oxygen and called animal control to transport the dog to the veterinarian. By the time we were loading the dog into the animal control truck, it was starting to regain consciousness. The fire started in what was the master bedroom, which was on the front part of the house. At this point, we don't know the exact cause of the fire. We do know that it started in that room, and actual fire damage was confined to that master bedroom and a little bit of the attic space right above that, but there was smoke damage throughout the house. It took about a half hour to get the fire under control. Three occupants of the residence, roommates, they all had people they could stay with for a while, because they're going to be displaced for a while.
No neighboring homes were affected or threatened?
No, we were really fortunate there with the weather like it's been with a lot of wind. We really worry about what we call extension or exposure fires. Fortunately, like I said, the first unit was on the scene in about 2 minutes, and the fire never got out of that room of origin. So we really, really felt good about that.
Any problem in navigating the neighborhood?
No, not really at all. It's a residential neighborhood. The streets are a minimum width, but we didn't have a lot of parking on the streets. We were able to get in and get our units positioned exactly where they needed to be.
All the firefighters okay?
Fine. No injuries other than our big Doberman.